Now, on an optimistic note, why am I always long in the United States if the show sounds very pessimistic? I'm going to get to that in this next segment. I got some video from you, for you out of Oakland. Oakland, folks, one of the most liberal cities in America. And why is this coming after the debt ceiling? Because, folks, this stuff will change when it gets bad enough. When we go through a default, which is going to happen, and massive inflation occurs, there's going to be about a 5 to 10 year recovery period where the United States, through the process of creative destruction, rebuilds the value of its dollar and its economy. We'll be fine in the long run. We have the capital and the military to do it. But there's going to be a massive readjustment. You can either do it now or do it later. But you're going to get kicked in the balls. I'm just economically, I'm sorry to tell you this. Everyone's going to take a haircut. Me, you, poor folks, middle class, rich folks, doesn't matter. Trump was absolutely correct. So this Oakland story about street crime, I'm going to play some video for you, plays into a theory that I need you guys to digest. I lived through this in New York. I remember it in the early 80s nationwide. I'm old enough to remember this too. When it gets bad enough, people will vote differently. No, they won't. Yes, they will. They will. The evidence is on my side, not yours, if you think otherwise. I know you're thinking, well, how bad does it have to get? The answer is, unfortunately, really bad. And we're not there yet. But we're getting there. We're getting there with the debt, and we're getting there with the street crime, too. Here's what I mean. On the debt ceiling. On the street crime. They're all tied together. Is it bad enough yet? I lived through it in New York. There were 2,000 homicides in New York City before Rudy Giuliani got elected into office. Giuliani ran when there were 2,000 homicides. Ah, he won and cleaned it up. No, he didn't. He lost the first time. I can't tell you this story enough. And everybody in New York said the same thing you're saying now. Ah, country's finished. It's finished. Biden ruined it. We're never going to fix this place. No, no, we will. And Giuliani ran again. After 2,000 under 4 years of Dinkins, more people got killed. Probably about 10,000 people were killed in New York City in the 4 years under David Dinkins. And he won. And he ran for re-election. And he won again. Why am I long in the United States? Because once things get bad enough, we've always fixed it. Here's what I mean. Here's my is it bad enough theory in action. Apparently in Oakland, California, it's getting bad enough. Here's a woman at a local kind of town hall meeting they had there with the local politicians. I want you to understand what you just saw, what they saw in the chat here. She asks behind her, I don't know, how many people were there, Joe? 75, 100? I don't know, I'm just guessing.
Oh, at least, yeah.
Yeah, she asks behind her, how many people in this room have been assaulted? Almost everyone in the room raises their hand. Think about that. Imagine going to your, I live in a small town in Florida. There's probably 2,000 residents in this place I live in, maybe less. I can't even imagine going to the town hall. Who here has been violently assaulted outside the house of burglary? And everybody raises their hand. Justin's right, because he lives not too far from me. My old place, Justin lives near where I used to live now, right? Where I used to live before. If there was an assault in that neighborhood, it would be like a national scandal. I mean, an assault. If everyone in the neighborhood was like, I was assaulted, it would never happen. We have a great sheriff here. That nobody plays games down here in Florida. Nobody. Everybody raises their hand. When are things going to change? When things get bad enough. Here's the best part. Here's part two. This is at the end of this. It's like 3 minutes long, but she goes on a little bit. Here at the end, this is Oakland. Keep in mind, a very, very liberal area. She's like, I'm a school teacher and I'm Irish and I'm tough. And I don't want to hear squat about profiling. You're going to pull these people over. You can't even see who they are with the tinted windows. This is important. Why? Because the lefty talking points in these areas are, oh my gosh, poverty causes crime. Poverty does not cause crime. There is zero evidence of that at all. The poorest countries in the world don't have crime rates of some of the richest cities in the United States. That's nonsense. Poverty doesn't cause crime. That's made up. You're profiling. Notice how she goes right for the liberal talking point and people applaud her. They don't want to hear it anymore. Take a listen. That's the most important part of that clip. She takes the lefty talking point about profiling and jams it in their face, and the entire crowd applauds. Folks, I am a passionate observer of human sociology and psychology. I promise you, the United States is about to enter an era of unforeseen prosperity. I mean, literally, you're not even going to understand how wealthy we're going to be soon. But we're going to hit a real trough first. Are we at the bottom? Sadly, I don't think so. Are we close? We're getting there. We're getting there. And when I see things like this video that appeared on TikTok, to be clear, I can't verify this video, but looking at the markings on the police uniform, it looks legit to me. It doesn't look like the police officer's playing along. But this appeared on TikTok. Forgive me on audio. You're probably not going to see a lot of this, so go to the Rumble and watch it. It's about the 39-minute mark. Here are a bunch of hooligans in the subway just basically taking it to a cop. I mean, they don't attack them, but they're just, I mean, I can't even imagine when I was a cop any of this happening. This is how I know. Surely the turnaround, if not here now, is coming soon. We can't continue like this. Check this out. But folks, this is how I got it. I'm an astute observer, again, of human sociology. We have got to be approaching the bottom soon. We've got to be approaching the bottom. There's simply no way.